My sermon today is going to be pretty simple yet powerful. Whatever God is doing in this new year with first service, with second service, with all of our departments. Last year, you know, a little bit of ups and downs and drama, this and that, low key. This year, we're ready to go. We are ready to go. At least I am. So the topic of my sermon is going to be the cross. I really want to start out. It's simple, yet it's most powerful thing that there is. It's going to have a little bit different twist to, you know, the way it sounds. I'm going to be preaching probably once a month for second services, just because I have a full-time job and this is a part-time thing for me. And also, I'm going to be in the background building teams and outreaches and pretty much being a busy bee, you know. But as far as sermons, I really want to be sensitive to Holy Spirit to build a solid foundation, to build a solid immune system for us, to build us as individuals truly in the likeness of Jesus, because that's what we're here, you know. So I'm going to have a few points when it comes to this, but I had a vision. I had a vision about a couple of weeks ago, and I was just worshiping Jesus, and I saw His heart. I saw how His heart yearns and aches for His bride to be in unity and for His bride to be with Him. It did something on the inside of me, because, you know, there's a lot of sides to Jesus. You know, he's a man of many talents. I mean, He's a God Almighty only, you know. But when it comes to seeing something so vulnerable and so deep in our God, it is very precious. And when it comes to the cross is everything. Like, the cross is from Genesis to Revelations. You know, the cross is physical, it's eternal, it's every other dimension. Like, what He did for us is huge. So the points I want to make today, the cross is vertical and the cross is horizontal. I feel like in this house we got the vertical very good. Like, our intimacy with God, we talk about it, we are always focusing on it. I feel like this next season and this year, God is going to start doing things horizontally. He's going to really, because when Jesus was on that cross, He was in the center of that cross. He was hanging vertically and He was hanging horizontally. What that means is that He was reconnecting our connection with the Father, and He was reconnecting the connection between each other and unity. And that's kind of the purpose of my sermon and topic, is the unity between heaven and earth, between us and the Father, between us and the brother. Truly, between us and each other, there is something so special, because cross does not work without it being vertical and it being horizontal. It just does not. You can do the vertical all day long, but if there is no horizontal, it's just not going to work. God is in heaven, right? We are on this earth. We are, like, He gave the dominion. He gave everything to us to do the vertical, to show what the blood of Jesus is, to show what His perfect and complete love is. So when it comes to vertical, perfect, Jesus showed us the perfect connection we can have in unity, walking out what the Father's will is, right? So vertical, we look at Him, we see what's in His heart. Horizontally, we start walking it out in unity. The Father, Luke 23:46-37, Father, I love this, because this perfectly describes what Jesus did. The cross, horizontally and vertically. He said, Father, into Your hands I commit My spirit. That should be our lifestyle. Into His hands we commit our souls, our lives, everything. In everything that we do, our whole life should be built on this. In His hands we live on this earth. Then the second thing horizontally that He did, Father, forgive them. There is a forgiveness in the horizontal that happened, that now we have full access to the Father. We have full access to each other to be in unity completely. The bride, oh my God, like, with this cross, with this next season, I really pray and hope that we pick this up and we run with this, because God is after uniting and raising up the bride, the mature, strong, self, like, just complete, pure bride. There is no selfishness. There is no mask. There is just raw how it is. I look like Jesus. You guys look like Jesus. We come together and we bring heaven on this earth. That's what it is. My second point, like pattern that in the cross that Jesus has showed for us to follow. And you guys know this, the ones that are solid sons and daughters, it will always cost you something when you walk with the Father. It will always cost you some. Genuinely, like vertically, it will cost you something. Time in the morning, time in the evening, hanging out with your friends, tired, whatever this looks like. You gotta connect with heaven. That's just the way it is meant to be. Jesus was a perfect example of that. We'll go a little bit deeper into this. Horizontal. And I love this because my life has been a big journey, and God, I feel like throughout the years, has taught me so much on this. You will be wounded by people. It's just a given. There are so many insecurities that we carry. There are so many things that we miss the mark. All of us. I miss the mark. You guys miss the mark. And the enemy always looks for these kind of small little, you know, gaps that he can truly like wound us, that he can bring some kind of discord or this coming disunity or whatever. This should not stop us from shining Jesus to people around us, to your neighbor. Like, I'm going to be focusing on the cross the whole year until literally Holy Spirit stops me. I don't know how many sides of the cross He's going to show me and what I'm going to be releasing, but that's what it's all about. Loving your God and loving your neighbor. That is what all the commandments are built on. That is what our lives should look like. That should be so real to us that we just are. We just truly are that. We love our King and we love our neighbor. It's hard. It is really like this stuff. It's easy the way it sounds, but practically walking it out and being real in this, it's not easy. But you know what Jesus said in the Revelations? He said, you have the spirit of overcomer. No matter what it looks like, if your neighbor hurts you, you'll go back to first commandment, to the vertical, and you ask the Father to heal you. And then you turn around and you keep on reflecting God's love on people. These are so interlaced together, the vertical and the horizontal. It is just wild. You cannot be loved by God and love God without reflecting that on other people. The cross is not real. There's something up with that. You're doing something wrong if you have the vertical and you have the horizontal. Because it's going to flow as one, vertical and horizontal. When you love people, you're going to need to go back to God and get some more love for your neighbors, right? Because our love without God, it runs out. Love was never meant to stay vertical. I love this because this is so good. Love received is always love meant to be released. Come on, when you guys get into God's presence, you feel like superheroes. You feel like thick, the substance of God, the oil and the fresh fire that gets in, you're like, oh, I just want to explode right now, you know, with love and just keep on blessing people. And you guys know what it looks like. You guys are mature. I'm preaching to the mature crowd today. So I know you guys will get a good deposit in your spirit. When it comes to you, it's good. It's good. What Jesus received from the Father, He always poured out on people. I love that when it comes to the Gospels are the fullness of the Gospel is spirit, soul, and body. You will receive from the Father in the spirit. You will always be vulnerable and healthy in your soul. And you always be manifesting things in a physical. I'm really like, when it comes to the fullness of the body, what I'm hungering for, not only for the things that aren't seen, but seen. Like the healings, the supernatural, that literally what the word says, what our inheritance is what, like who we are as kids. Does that make sense? When you receive Father's adoption and when the Father says you are His son, automatically you receive an inheritance that is meant for you as a child. Obviously, God will take you to the process of maturing you before He starts releasing that through you. But that's what it's all about. In that fullness of the Gospel, there is three elements. Spirit, soul, and there is the physical, the body. When Jesus was vertically with the Father and when He turned around and started doing the horizontal things, this is so beautiful because He's an example of all three. He walked in healing. He walked in supernatural, spiritual elements as well. And He also walked with, look, the brokenhearted felt safe around Him. The rejected found us like a place by His side. I love this because, like, not always in church are you going to find that. You goofed or you sinned, you're going to get thrown out. That's not what Jesus is. Like, he found, like, he was always around the most sinful people. When they encountered him, they genuinely received compassion from him. Not judgment, compassion and love. He embraced them. Only then can people truly be vulnerable enough to open up and get that sin out of them and get that enemy's poison out of them and get healed by compassion and love. That's literally that. That's our blueprint. That's how we should pattern our lives to. You know, Jesus, one of the things when I was doing it, I was noticing my life, our life, you know, he was always emotionally present. He was emotionally always available for people. And this is so powerful because our generation, time right now, we struggle with that when it comes to emotions. Sometimes they're so up and down, you don't know. You don't know what you don't know, right? You don't know what can hurt us or not. Jesus wept, he groaned. At times he was angry, he was frustrated, he was sad. Any and every emotion there is, he expressed all of them. And I love that because that's what emotional intelligence and maturity really looks like. You're not afraid to get beat down. You're not afraid to get hurt because you know vertically your God is always going to restore you. But the cool thing about that is when you're vulnerable and you're real with people, you are opening up a door to God to move through you in a very strong way and powerful way. Because when you can be real, people know that. When you can be real, Holy Spirit can move through you to heal other people. He can truly heal, deliver people when you are least expected. And that is, you know, that's a beautiful thing. Because a cross should be truly a good flow, vertically and horizontal. It shouldn't be like, flow in and stop. Flow in and stop. God always gives you an opportunity to flow in and give it out. That's what it is. You receive it and you give it out. Pattern to really like shape our lives and build our principles on. That love, compassion, blessing that comes vertically from the Father, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It really doesn't look like every blessing that God gives to you, it is meant to flow out of you and bless other people. This is so vital for us as church to understand because God wants to bless us way beyond what we can imagine. But a lot of times we stop that. God heals us and we're just hiding that powerful testimony under the rug, right? We're not sharing it. God blesses us with money. We don't go and bless the other person that is in need currently around you. God gives you a strong, you know, revelation that shifted and changed your life. You got to share that because it really did a good thing in you. Whatever it looks like, from the smallest to the biggest, it's meant for us to receive and it's meant for us to give out. God said, be fruitful and multiply. That's exactly what that means. Being fruitful and multiplying, whatever God has given you, you are releasing it. God's going to give you more. You're going to release it. God is going to give you more. You're going to release it. And that's how you multiply. That's how you multiply in kingdom of heaven on this earth. When Jesus was on this earth, he went through three processes. He first, when he, you know, started his journey as a human, you know, embodied God on this earth, he went through a process of learning to be a perfect son. He literally, all he did, he just came to the Father. He basked in his presence. He learned his word. He learned God's perspective of what kingdom looks like. He learned what the Spirit is doing in a moment. He became sensitive to really what he did for us, for what for us to do now. Flow vertically. Father is doing, he's embodying it. He's releasing it. The cross, he lived it. We have to understand it and accept it. He prayed, he listened, and he acted when the Father asked him. He obeyed even when it hurt. This is powerful. This is really powerful. When God is asking you to do something and your flesh and everything on the inside is telling you no and you want to run the other way, Jesus showed us an example. It's doable. By God's grace, by the Father's grace, it's doable for us to be obedient to him. This is very vital for us to pattern. True power is born, and you guys know this, out of intimacy with the vertical, with the Father. When you are abiding in his presence, when you go out, whatever, work, job, school, whatever it looks like, you are able to release that power because you are intimate with Him and you are obedient to Him. This is like, when it comes to religion, you know, religion works for that. You are abiding and you are with Him, walking it out. So it's step in and step out. God did not call us. Let me read this out. This is more clear. God did not call us to work for God. God called us to walk with Him. The cross only works when you're intimate and in unity with Him. When you are trying to prove yourself out of work, outside of intimacy, straight up dead religion. We have a lot of that. We don't need none of that. We really don't. Step number two, that like when Jesus started His ministry, I love this because there are phases. And when you picked it up, you understand that that's exactly the pattern that we have to apply to us and walk out. Second, when He stepped into the ministry, when Jesus stepped into His ministry, He started moving not out of the vertical, but out of the horizontal. He started reflecting Father's love. This is so beautiful. Like, He started reflecting Father's love. It's all about that. When He walked this out, now He's showing that to us. How we should be living that. John 14:9. If you have seen Me, you have seen the Father. Look at that. He said, Father has an image in heaven. I have an embodied image on this earth. This is so good because I know we're stepping into that. I know as a body, as His bride, we're stepping into that. He learned in His sonship and His first step. He learned how to forgive people. He learned how to generously bless people. Jesus learned how to truly love His enemies like the Father. Because He learned from the Father. He knew the nature of the Father. He knew like Father's desires, heart desires. And He accepted that. He embodied that. And He walked that out. He truly and fully entrusted His life. And this is so simple, yet so hard, and yet so precious. He truly and fully learned to give Himself up and His life into the Father's hands. Is that good? Like His whole life, when He was on that cross, His whole life was in the Father's hands. You have to journey. Like, you have to go through something to get to that place. Because if you're immature, if you're still self-centered, if you're still looking for who knows what, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to walk out trusting God with your entire life, that you are able to die for Christ. It takes a journey and a process for the Father to take you through. Number three, what Jesus did after He resurrected, He looked at His disciples, and in John 20:21, He said, as the Father has sent Me, so now I send you. This is so good. Three patterns. He came on this earth. He showed what vertical looks like, what horizontal looks like. And He said, now you guys are My body. You guys are My church. You guys are My bride. The most intimate thing. He's like, this is what I showed you, and you guys should pattern this after My example. When you come to the place of maturity and you understand what the Father wants out of you and you're already walking it out, God is asking you truly, and you guys, the ones that you already came to this place, you know. God wants you to start mentoring other people, to start giving out what the Father really gave you. Guiding other people, helping them in their relationship and walk with the Father. Because what you know, literally your neighbor doesn't know that. The blessings you currently have, somebody by your side does not have that. And don't ever think that you are lesser, and don't ever think that you don't have something to give. You always have something to give. It's a matter of keeping your heart open and asking the Father to send opportunities your way. He will. Oh my God, He will. Sometimes all it takes is a small little prayer, and next thing you know, boom, there's an opportunity. Just walk it out now. Be obedient and walk it out. We have so much knowledge out there right now that in a lot of churches, people are so dysfunctional because they miss this third part. When God is calling you to something, it's hard to be obedient. It's hard to be like hearing his voice and then walking it out, the vertical, right? Because a lot of times when we're with the Father, we hear God and we're like, eh, it's our imagination. I don't think I heard that right. I don't think that's God. Maybe later. Like, we always have a million and who knows how many excuses not to walk out the horizontal. Jewish culture, when it comes to hearing God's voice, it's one. The cross is one. That's why when it comes to like even this, cross is not two commandments. It's actually one commandment. You're hearing the Father and you're automatically already doing it. Talking about being his hands, his feet, his heart, his everything on this earth. His bride, what the bride of Christ looks like, you're in unity and you're one. You're truly, genuinely in one. You know your beloved and you're walking out your beloved's heart's desires. Love must be flesh again. I like this one. We got a solid, not going to get political or anything, you know, but genuinely. What God is doing nationally right now in politics, for us as church, this is a door to take advantage of this. To take advantage of manifesting the kingdom of heaven. So when I name this, love must become flesh again, that's what it is. It's the cross. You get filled up with Holy Spirit. You get filled up with the Father's heart, desires, everything. And then you truly release the horizontal aspect of it. You release the horizontal aspect of it. Whatever that looks like, every day, every week is different. For me, I know for you guys, when you guys are keeping fresh with God all the time, oh my God, like, it's definitely a journey with God. It's not the same. Your consistent devotion might look like the same. You're coming into God's presence 5 a.m. to 6 or whatever. But like the way your days go on, different opportunities, different people, different circumstances, different everything. And that's beautiful. That's what Jesus is. Faith never ends with revelation. It ends with obedience. When you intake that revelation and God is showing you something, that's not only for you. That's for you to receive it, get transformed by it, and then in obedience start releasing that. When God sets you free from sin, you know what he wants to do? When it comes to God's testimony, that's what the revelation says. The testimony is alive in you today. When God gives you a revelation, when he sets you free, now that same testimony is flowing through you. That's the blood of Jesus. That's that's literally the blood of Jesus. That's Jesus himself. I love this because this is so practical. This is not theologically that you can't put it to work. This is practical. You get a revelation. It's in your mind. It's in your soul. It's transforming your heart. It's transforming your life on the inside. And then out of obedience in the right time, you start walking it out. Servants, Jesus's first miracle. Servants had to fill the jars with water. If they wouldn't be obedient, wouldn't fill those jars with water, they would have never received that wine. They would have never received that supernatural miracle. Peter had to step out in faith and start walking on water. I mean, sure, he almost drowned, but hey, he was obedient, you know, trial and error. He was obedient. That's the most thing. Not always is it like our obedience and walking that out is going to be perfect from the first time. You know, you might get a couple of sips of water, barely survive, but Jesus will always be right there with you. That's what it is. I like this one. I actually want to read this one. Martha had to roll the stone from Lazarus' tomb. Let's read this. It's John 11 from 38 to 44. John 11 from 38 to 44. Sometimes I go fast, way faster than myself. I apologize. Verse 38. Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. Roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead's man's sister. So Lazarus was a close friend to Jesus. So this was very emotional for Jesus. Jesus protested, roll down the stone. Lord, here's what Martha is saying. Martha is the one that was always at the works, right? She wasn't the other one, Ruth, I think her name is, that was always at the feet of Jesus. She was the one always, you know, grinding and working, works, religion. She said, Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. This is like unbelief talking, fear talking right here. The smell will be terrible. Jesus responded, didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? Verse 41, so they rolled the stone aside. A side note over here. The reason why this kind of struck me, because when I was reading this in the commentaries and stuff, when it comes to their cultural stuff, Jesus was not able to roll that stone. Because of his command, he couldn't roll, only family members. Martha was the family member, and she was the only one like who was able to approve this thing of the stone being rolled, from the tomb, from the hole where Lazarus was carried. She had to be obedient. She had to give the command to whoever was rolling the stone, and then Jesus was able to do this miracle. So there is an obedience part in between the lines that happened. He said, believe, just believe. And she believed. So they rolled the stone aside, and then Jesus looked at the heaven and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I say it out loud for the sake of those people standing here so that they will believe you sent me. Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out. This is so good, because when you're vertically doing life with God, you're in one in unity with him. Your heart is fresh. Your heart is not hardened like people who live in sin and where the world is at. You can hear the voice of the Father. Whatever your language is with God, you will know when God wants you to step out and walk, and there is an opportunity right in front of you. Jesus, this is another thing when it comes to love becoming flesh. Jesus had to humble himself and go to the cross. That's pretty wild. If you put yourself in those shoes, can you imagine that? You're about to get whipped. You're about to get beaten, marked, like all of it. And on top of everything, you're butt naked. And you got to take that cross on, and you got to go get crucified. Knowing that, knowing what he was doing, like our God's heart, Jesus' heart is amazing. What he did for us is really beautiful. I'm not going to go into that, but it's really beautiful. What Jesus's pattern, like what kind of pattern he left for us to follow here. When you love, and I already mentioned this, I'm going to mention it again and again. When you love God deeply, truly, when you love him with all of your heart, my last sermon, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, mind, everything, you will reflect his love on your neighbor. You, like, it's hard not to, because it's inside of you. It's who God is on the inside. If you still can't do that and fear is stopping you, keep on abiding. Keep on abiding in his presence. Keep on being his son. Keep on maturing. Keep on growing. There is nothing wrong with that, because everybody's in a different place and different season. But when you are so full of him and you just want to explode with that love, and you want to explode with the kingdom of heaven, because all of you have it. All of you have the gifts. All of you have God inside of you. And all of you have something to leave on this earth. That's just the way God made it. You guys are a treasure on the inside. You have to get released on this earth. That's why it's so beautiful. That's why I'm so passionate about this. Because one time, you know, a guy said that the most richest place on this earth is a graveyard. Anybody heard that sermon or not a quote before? Anybody? Come on. You know why? Because people die, they leave this earth without emptying themselves completely. When God puts you in this body on this earth, he gives you talents, he gives you certain perspectives, he gives you music, the list is just so huge. He gives you everything. It's not just preacher, pastor, it's everything. Like, don't limit God. I remember the first time I got saved, it was hard for me to read Bible because I would always get this religious nonsense flowing into my mind, and it was really hard. God was truly ministering me through movies. He would talk to me through movies. Sometimes he still does that, and I'm still in awe. Like, there's an actor be speaking to you, and there's God speaking, like, through that person. And you just get wrecked. You're like, whoa. Or through billboards or through people. Sometimes, you know, like, person is saying something and you're just in awe. Everything disappears. Like, you know, a floor like under you kind of falls through. You're like, oh my God, that's God speaking to me right now. That's just so wonderful. God has no limitations how he's going to work through you, how he's going to work in you. Just don't limit him. Genuinely don't limit him. When it comes to this, when you love God, you will always love people. And you will always come back to God to get some more. Fresh revelation, fresh love, fresh restoration, all of it. It's a circle. It's a heavenly, you know, renewing circle. You need God because without God you can't love people. You need people because you truly need support. That's why he made us all together. We need each other. Not only can you be, you know, fully 100% with God, but I pray that we get to that place where we trust each other, where we love each other like Christ loved us, and we're able to truly become that pure one bride as God wants us to be, where he's taking us. We're like sponges. I love this illustration. We're genuinely, kids are a perfect example of that. We as adults, we are literally no different. We're like sponges. When we connect to heaven, we soak in that glory and that love and all of it. We soak in whatever God is doing with us in the moment. But guess what? You need to be squeezed out. Whatever is in you, you need to be squeezed out. That's the vertical and the horizontal. That's just the way it is. We release it. We empty ourselves out. People that minister on stage or to people, they know exactly what I'm talking about. When you receive from God, you become stale if you don't release it. And then people start struggling, you know. They start struggling with self-image and all kinds of different stuff. They start struggling with, like, not growing and not moving forward and things not changing around them. And pastors are not spiritual enough. They're not releasing any, you know, fresh word and manna and this and that. Why? Because God is calling you literally to the third aspect of it. He said, you're mature enough. You can plug into heaven, you can plug into me, and you can start releasing my image. You can start releasing my heart's desires. You can start ministering and loving on people like I want to love on them. God wants to love your neighbor. He really wants to love, but there is between God and your neighbor is you and your obedience. You got to be obedient so God loves people through you. That's just the way he set it up. What God placed in you is meant to flow out of you. Again and again, I said it in different words. Don't be afraid, you guys. In the beginning, it might feel weird. People, you know, praying for people in public or doing something out of obedience to Christ, giving something or blessing people. In the beginning, it always feels uncomfortable and weird. But when you start tapping into that flow of heaven, it's the most amazing, beautiful thing. Because you genuinely see how big, powerful, and good God really is. Like, we're about to step into this new era of outreaches and community and blessing on people and stuff, you know. In the small little ways, we're already doing it. I'm just organizing. I really want to get connected with the resources of our community and stuff. I've already been talking to different pastors, different states and stuff. Just trying to learn how this whole setup works and stuff. But, like, me going out there, I'll have one mission. Lord, help. Manifest yourself through me. That's all it's gonna, like, we're just gonna walk and we're gonna see heaven manifesting. It's not complicated. If you are available to God to flow through you, he will always do it. He literally will take advantage of it. Just open up your heart and say yes to him. The last part that I want to make in the closing, can I get somebody on keys? Because I'm about to wrap up and we're about to go back into worship. Jesus' story continues with us. The cross is centered in the center of whole humanity. There is Old Testament, there is the cross, and there is Revelations. It's right in the center. Jesus was right in the center of the cross. Right now, we are in the center of the cross. That's why Jesus said, pick up your cross. You know why he did that? Because he wants heaven to come on this earth and be manifested through us. This is not for special people on this stage, you know? This is not for people who ministered and stepped out. This is for all of you guys. Either in home groups, at school, a family, with your buds. Like genuinely, you guys are goofing off doing some weird stuff. If you really see your buddy is hurting, pray for them. Like genuinely bless them. Like, hey, I got you, you know? It's really simple. Like, don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be ashamed, because like when you accept Jesus, his name is on you. Like you're being a bride, you carry his last name now. Like you're marked by him. Don't be ashamed of your bridegroom. This is just, it takes a minute. It took me a minute to get out of that place of being shameful and not be like being afraid to be obedient when God tells you something. It takes a minute to kind of like, you know, just take that off of you. But then the more you go into that, being obedient to him and truly being submitted to his voice and being in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing that he commands you, there's nothing more beautiful than that. Because you see heaven flow through you. I love one of the things Andre said last sermon, and you know, Holy Spirit ministered to me when we were doing our previous youth setup. I was going through some hardships, you know, and I was just complaining to the Lord. I was like, you know, just going through my ups and downs and this and that. And I brought it to God in my vertical, you know, relationship with him. And he said, dude, the only thing you have to do is show up. That's it. A lot of times that's exactly what it looks like for us. You feel it, you don't feel it, you just show up. You show up into his presence. You show work into your, you know, whatever. If you're ministering, you show up to that thing. Life group. You show up to church. You show up. Like if you know God's heart is there for you, show up and you let God do whatever he's going to do. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. I love this. The fullness. I want to emphasize this again and again, because not only like our church, but church in general. Church in general is so stuck in soul realm and flesh realm. It is wild. We got to shake that off and we got to get into the spirit, soul, and body. We got to step into the fullness of God's inheritance for us. Disciples walked in crazy supernatural power. Peter would just walk on the side. People would get like healed and all kinds of crazy stuff would happen. I'm like, Lord, get my heart ready and pour that on. Let's do it. I want to step into that and I want to bring the people with me and around me into that, because that belongs to us. Everything that Jesus walks into, we as a bride, we need to walk in that as well. We genuinely need to walk in that. I don't care about that price. The price doesn't even cost anything. God already paid it all on the cross. His price that he paid on the cross is everything. Our price to pay here, dude, is nothing. The pattern for us, another pattern for us to follow. Spiritual maturity is revealed through unconditional love and sacrificial love. When you get to the place of maturity with God, you guys know what mature, like what, if you guys are parents, you guys know what sacrificial love is. You ain't got no choice. You gotta wake up in the nighttime. I'm not a parent yet, but Tiana is over there. She gotta wake up at nighttime and feed her little boo, you know? That's sacrificial love. When God calls you into something, that's the place he calls you in. His voice should be that. Nighttime, daytime, store, church. Like, you know, I love what Jay was saying earlier. If God puts something on your heart in a moment, walk it out. Let heaven truly become one with you. And it only takes vertical and horizontal. You're hearing him and you're walking it out. From the smallest to the biggest. Ask yourselves these questions today. Genuinely, if this word has touched your heart, ask yourself this question. Who can you love today intentionally? Because when you mature, everything becomes very intentional. You don't go with the flow of your emotions and feelings. You become very intentional. When you become intentional, that means you really incline your ear to Jesus and to heaven to make sure you get it right. Like, Lord, did you really say that? You get a confirmation, you get that solid yes, and then you walk it out. But ask God what He and who He puts on your heart. Who can you love more intentionally? Because God wants to manifest that through you. Also ask Him, where is your love flow being hindered? If your love flow is being hindered and you truly feel like there's, you know, like God wants to do something through you, but it like there's a clog, ask Him so He unclogs you. Whatever that looks like, truly just, you know, just unclogs you, that you're going to be able to flow horizontally and vertically. I know Andre, throughout his sermons the last few weeks, he's been mentioning this and mentioning this. This has been on my heart, and on my heart really big too. God puts desires in all of our hearts, either from birth or when you're spending time with Him. What are those desires? Identify them and then walk them out, because that's exactly what the vertical cross looks like. There is a desire that drops in your heart. There's a certain desire that I've been carrying over 10 years. And I start pressing in this year like no tomorrow, because I know it will change my entire life. I'm like, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me the right circumstances, the right people. I want to walk out your desire, because, yo, this life on this earth is so quick. Blink of an eye, boom, you're done. You're out, you know? There is no time to like keep those desires hidden on the inside of you. Pray it out and walk it out. This is huge. If you know that's God in you, wants to manifest that through you, it doesn't matter what people are going to do or say or agree with you or not, God's going to take care of it. He's going to truly like walk it out with you and bring it forth and manifest it. I really feel like there's something, I want to speak more into this. You guys, if you have music, step out. Money's not a sacrifice. If you have art, step out. Money's not a sacrifice. Time is not a sacrifice. Build a solid foundation in your skill and your gifting and move. Let God move and flow through that. Like, life is truly very short. A buddy of mine, Mark, a few years back, when I, you know, when he passed away at 25, that flipped my whole life and my heart. I started living life so much more intentional. One day I'm walking with him by the beach, talking about what kind of lives we want to build, you know, what kind of future he wants. He was just literally, he was full of life. He was just saying how much God is good to him, how much He has planned for him for the future. Next day he gets in a car accident and there is no more of that person. Like, do you really want to like truly hinder those desires and that bubbling of what God is putting on the inside of you? Do you really want to take it with you to the grave? This kind of sounds messed up, but facts. Don't take it. Don't take the stuff that God puts on like inside of you. Don't take it to the grave. Manifest it on this earth. This is huge. I want to hammer this. And again, I'm going to hammer the cross throughout the whole year, because this is so powerful. When God puts that treasure in your box, you as a vessel, He wants to bless other people. The reason why other people are not getting blessed, because you're not being obedient and releasing all of that. Dude, come on, that's how simple the Gospels is. Just obedience. God, the cross, He made everything possible for you to be full of fire, full of passion, full of courage, full of strength, full of everything. He made that possible. If you don't have enough, just go in prayer and ask Him, Lord, fill me up with courage. Fill me up with courage. Who cares about persecution? Who cares about denial, rejection, and all of it? Who cares? Fill me up with that. I mean, I'm your son. It's my right to truly walk out your kingdom and your nature on this earth. And 10 years, I've been carrying that desire for over 10 years. And this year I started getting so intentional about it. I'm like, Lord, it's going to be pretty wild. And I know it's going to be a whole process to stepping into it. But if that's what heaven wants to manifest through me on this earth, I'll do everything possible to make that happen. I encourage you guys to do the same, because I know all of you guys have that in your hearts. Out of that vision that I saw and I experienced, because usually that, worship band, can I have you guys back, wherever you guys are at? Out of that place, when you get encountered with God, you don't, like, that vision doesn't just get stuck in your mind. That vision gets deposited in your heart. Like, some substance get released in your soul and in your spirit. That it's almost like, you know, it's weird the way it sounds. And Sophia was making fun of that last weekend. It's almost as you get pregnant. For guys, it's exactly the same weird feeling. It's like spiritually you get pregnant. You feel like you're carrying something on the inside of you. You don't know what it is, but like, you know, you have to release it. You have to be obedient to God. You know, you have to like truly do whatever it takes for that will, like for that thing to be out of you and like manifested on this earth. And the ones that, again, I'm speaking to, you know exactly what I'm talking about. After what God put in that, the bridegroom, our King Jesus, he's our husband. As weird as that sound, I don't have to comprehend it. Facts, that's what the word says. Jesus is my King. He's my Lord. He's my provider, protector. He's my everything. He's calling us for the second commandment. He said, I patterned everything. I showed you guys the way. Now just be exactly how I showed you guys to be. The reason why I wanted to put our gaze on Jesus today and on that cross and on, you know, on the Bible and what the word says, not on myself, not my testimonies and experiences, because I'm in the process of this as well. Being so bluntly vulnerable and real, I'm in the process of this as well. I'm preaching to you guys, but I'm preaching to myself, because with every season, this cross gets renewed. How many of you guys know that? Past season, the vertical looked different than now. My connection with God looks so much different right now. My horizontal shifts and changes. Now God's giving me a bigger capacity to love on people and manifest His kingdom and the giftings and everything that's on my life. Does that make sense? Like, cross is always going to look different in every season and place that you guys are in. But the principles are always the same. Jesus died so we can truly live on this earth to the fullness of who we are. To the original blueprint of God, how He designed us to be on this earth. I've been praying for this and speaking this out and prophesying this out of God's heart, Father's heart, Jesus's heart. He yearns to be with us. But there is something that needs to happen in the body of Christ for the body of Christ to come into full unity. Full unity looks like the book of Acts. They spent together so much time, broke bread together, sacrificed for each other, praised, took the gospel worldwide. Jerusalem got saved within years, literally just transformed. Religion couldn't stand it, nothing could have stand it. But there is something that happens when we unite with heaven and Jesus, and there is something happens when we unite together, and together we unite with Him. There is like this triple effect that has to happen in one. Does that make sense? Vertical is awesome when we're speaking, like spending time with God. We need it. We need to be mature, secure. We need to, you know, like go through our own process and maturity and everything and get our own stuff for our own. But there is something that happens. I'm like so excited we're starting prayers again. And there's another thing that I'm going to announce right now. There is something so special that happens when we unite together in prayer and in the spirit. With one voice, the bride says, come, Lord Jesus. Bride is not one person. Bride is a multitude of people. It's the church. Last season was very bumpy for me personally. But I stayed because if I can be here serving you guys, serving the community, if I'm here only for one person, I will sacrifice my life for it. Because that's what Jesus did for me. I agreed with that. I accepted that. I'm totally okay with that. My life is in His hands. He's our first and He's our greatest love. That will never be changed. He's truly our greatest love. The vertical, He's our everything. We make our choices according to His heart's desires. We make our decisions out of the presence. We make build our lives, futures out of our relationship and connection with the vertical. But there is the second aspect that needs to really come, the horizontal. And I know we have it, but there is something more, much deeper and bigger. The outside scales just need to fall off. The fake faces, it needs to fall off. The hypocrisy needs to fall off. And I'm not speaking only to this house. I know there's people listening to us out there. And I know if this is the word that God is releasing right now to our body, and like to our house and to the body, I know this is going to start happening like in the body of Christ and other houses as well. I know that's what God is doing right now. Like all of that has to be gone. Selfishness has to be gone. Like ego and pride, what is that? It's not worth nothing. It really is not. When you compare it to Jesus, who Jesus is and what He done for us, what that cross really represents, we should lay it down really easily. Just like, Lord, if You can, if it's hard, just ask God. He will come through. Few months ago, I had such an interesting moment. I came to Him and I had a lot of weird stuff in my heart, right? And I just started pouring it out to God. It was ugly. But God wrecked me with so much of His presence. I was shocked. I'm like, Lord. And I heard Him in my heart say, He just wants you to be real. Vertically come to Him as you are. He will, like Jesus, He demonstrated that. He never rejected nobody. It doesn't matter the sin. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, I really want to be in that image so I can be the reflection for other people. I want to be the reflection for our community. Genuinely, I want to be that for the people that don't know Jesus. When I come somewhere, like, I don't have to say or do anything. I can just be there and people can encounter Jesus. Just because He lives on the inside of me. That's it. We're going to transition into prayer and worship, you guys. So get up. If you guys want to come up front, please do. If this word spoke to you, please come up front as well, because I know it's a thing for us. We always be coming up front and this and that. But come up front. Not necessarily anybody's even going to pray for you, but just let God deposit that into your spirit. If this word spoke to you, let God deposit that into your spirit. Let's focus on Him. Let's just ask Him to love on us, on every single little part of our hearts. If there is insecurities, He can love that out of you. If there is past rejection or hurt, His love is enough. His acceptance is enough. He accepts you exactly how you are. It doesn't matter your ups and your downs. It doesn't matter if your heart is hardened. It doesn't matter if your heart is hurting. It doesn't matter if your heart is bruised up. He is everything. A physician, a king, a Lord, a answer to every problem, every question, everything. Holy Spirit, I just ask, Lord. I just ask, Holy Spirit, that You reveal the Father to all of us individually and to us corporately. I am so hungry. I am so hungry for this new place and this new season. I am hungry for Your presence, Father, to be manifested on this earth and into the body of Christ, into the bride of Christ. I'm hungry, Lord, to see everything that doesn't belong to us to fall away. All the fakeness, all the lies and illusion, everything that the church should not have, all the scales that are on her, let it be broken off and fall away. Father, You truly want to make Your bride and Your body as pure as You are, Jesus. I just ask right now that your word, that your presence falls on every heart that hears me and just washes us with your word, washes us with your presence. Because only you can make us pure. Only you can truly make us whole. Only you can truly make us and bring us into unity. I don't know how it's done. I am in the process just like everybody else. But I'm hungry, Lord. I'm hungry for your vertical cross and your horizontal cross to be alive in us and through us and around us today in 2026, in this house, on our streets, in our community, Lord. Thank you so much for being such a good God, big God, loving God, compassionate God. Your fresh revelation, let it just flow into every person, Lord. As I was speaking outside of your presence, these are just words. But when you anoint these words, it transforms our hearts. I just ask that you anoint these words. I just ask that you anoint this sermon. I just ask, Lord, that you truly bring forth your will, that you bring forth your image on this earth through us. Before I forget, one more announcement we're gonna dive into it. First service, you can rewatch this if you understand Russian. We are going as a church, first service and second service, we are as a church, we are going into fasting right now, 7 days starting tomorrow. The fast is for the wells. Andre has been feeling it, I've been feeling it. On this house, when this house was established about in the 80s, 90s, if you guys know, there was the whole community, this church was packed out. This outside, the whole gymnasium was full of people. It hosted on every Sunday 2,000 people plus, like this thing was packed out. That is the inheritance and that belongs to this church, that belongs to our community. We want to tap into that inheritance. We want to tap into what belongs to us. Through this fasting and contending and praying and humbling ourselves and coming before God, that God would give us wisdom, that God would give us and truly open up the gates of heaven for us to step into the wells that are here. We want to step into them and we want to start walking that out. So what that means, 7 days. If you have the ability to fast all of them, do it. If you don't have the ability, fast 1 day, fast 2 days. Whatever Holy Spirit puts on your heart, but this week we are fasting. Next Friday, we are coming together in unity in one voice and we're gonna declare that, release that, come in unity and see what God is gonna be doing. So please come next Friday. We're gonna be together contending for this. Let me pray for this and I'm gonna pass it down to our worship band. Holy Spirit, thank you so much. Thank you so much that you are entrusting us with more, God. I know you have structured us. I know you have raised up solid leaders and hungry sons and daughters that are ready to start manifesting the kingdom of heaven, to start moving vertically, Lord. We just ask right now and we contend right now that you truly open up the gates, Lord, and release these wells. Release the wells of this fresh revelation into our community, into us here, God. The refreshment, the power, the authority, Lord. The humility, the unity, everything that you want to release and manifest, I just say yes to it, God. We're going to come together as one body, as one unit. We're going to say yes to you, Jesus, literally, because we don't know how you're going to do it or what exactly you want to do, but that's what's bubbling in our hearts, God. We just say yes to you. We are hungry to see your supernatural hand rest on our lives, rest on this place, God, and we just want what is ours. Truly and genuinely, we don't want to like just see ourselves less than we are. In Jesus' name, we just release this and accept this. Come on, let's just dive into it. Whatever, 20 minutes. Holy Spirit, take and do what you do best. Heal us, restore us, flow through us. If you guys know me, I love the prophetic. If there is somebody like the prophetic people here, the mic will be open. If you want to release something from the stage, you can. If you guys hear something, another word for somebody in this room, please come up and just release it over them. Pray for them. Like, just ask Holy Spirit what He wants to do. I'm talking about the cross that is vertical and horizontal. That's exactly practically what the horizontal cross looks like. You hear it and then you go manifest it and release it. Doing it in church is very easy. Doing it out there when you don't know, sometimes it's a lot harder. So let's practice. Let's practice on each other and let's truly get that flow of heaven in us and through us and around us. Holy Spirit, thank you so much. Without you, all of this is impossible. Without you, we can't hear the voice of God. Without you, we can't love on others. But you make it possible. We're gonna love on you right now, Jesus. We're gonna glorify you right now, Jesus. And we just want to be with you in one spirit and one heart. Your bride, your body, your people. This song is coming out of Luke 24, when the disciples were with Jesus. They didn't recognize this. They said to each other, look at this. This is the vertical part. They were with Jesus. And they said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road, while he opened up the scriptures? When you are with Jesus, your heart will burn. Genuinely and truly. And out of that burning heart, not only that burning heart burns all of our insecurities and fears, that burning heart gives us courage to step out and love on people. Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you so much that in your presence is everything. Thank you so much for encountering us. Thank you so much for giving us courage. Thank you so much for setting us apart for you and you alone. Thank you for moving in this place in every heart. Thank you for sobering hearts and minds. Thank you for opening up our eyes to see and ears to hear. We're gonna burn for you because you live in us. It's not complicated. It doesn't take much. All we have to do is yield our hearts to you and get our focus on you. Off of this reality, enough of the circumstances, pains, troubles, problems. We get our gaze on you. We get our gaze on you. Come on, let's burn, Jesus. We love you. We are hungry for you, Jesus. We're so hungry for you, God. You make everything new and afresh every day. Just keep on hearing this. Don't wait for nobody else. You go and get it. Don't wait for nobody else. Just go and get it. If that's what's in your heart, do it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for glorifying Jesus in this place. Thank you so much for manifesting the Father's heart in us. Thank you so much for manifesting the Father's heart through us, my God. That you are manifesting the Gospels and the Kingdom in the fullness. In the fullness. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If anybody has anything to share, we haven't done this in a minute. If you guys have any testimony or story, what God has done for you, you guys can come up. I'll give a couple minutes for it. And then we'll wrap up. Testimony is power. That's what it is. But also it encourages other people to share what God is doing in their life. Thank you, Lord. I think that's it. Then we're gonna wrap up. You guys, give him shout and glory. He deserves it. 100%. Stories. We're gonna 2026. We're gonna get a lot of stories. God bless you guys. Have an amazing Sunday. If you guys are gonna be watching the game, enjoy that. Enjoy your Sunday with fam and friends. Love you guys, and we'll see you this upcoming Friday. Don't forget about that fast. What God is doing, plug into it, because in the process, He does a good thing in us. He works in us when we're in a process and obedient. I know I'm definitely on board because I'm excited for this. Okay, you guys, bye.